Hey everybody. Just wanted to give a quick little intro to this episode because I'm not going to put a warning on it, but it does talk about a very personal sort of sudden death that I experienced. And I just kind of wanted to make sure that people were prepped to listen to it. It's not, graphic or anything, but it's just kind of more of a sensitive one. And quite personal for me. It's something that I haven't really openly talked about in, as you'll hear, like over 20 years. So I hope you appreciate kind of the delicacy of me speaking about it and how it really affected me, and the fact that I never realized how much it affected me. So I appreciate you listening and thank you so much.
I just want to see the same things you can see, understand the meaning on a new degree. Maybe that could happen when you're next to me. I just want to see the same things you can see.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Talking with Mortals, a podcast that is for and by people who will die eventually. It is made possible by the supporters who belong to the Good Morning Society. We are a group of people who think that our culture can do better when it comes to aging, dying, death, grief, and we get together to talk about that and share our experiences. So my name is Erin. Welcome. If you've never listened to an episode of this, today's a little different, I think, just because it's quite personal. And I do obviously share a lot of my personal experiences, but this is one that I've had, I don't know, a hard time trying to figure out how to talk about. And it's largely because I have only just recently sort of solidified it in my mind. So I may struggle, I might pause a little bit, so bear with me, but I hope you stick around. I'm sharing one of the reasons why I have gone into death care work. And it's something that I've only just realized was so instrumental in my decision to do that and kind of how it shaped me as a person. Even though, obviously, once you hear the story, it will seem like, how could it not have? But I don't know, maybe I'm slow. It's only taken me 20 some odd years to figure out how this has defined me. So, a little background. I grew up in a small town in rural Pennsylvania, and I graduated in 2001. So I graduated, what was it, June of 2001. And my graduating class was very small town. I think we even had like one of the smallest graduating classes for a long time. We were something like 90 people, I want to say. We weren't more than 100. And just the way that the school system is set up is the majority of those people you have known your entire life. So even if you weren't friends with people, like, we all knew each other. We all had grown up together. There was nobody that you weren't at least familiar with. So yeah, it was a tight little group of people, even if we weren't friends. And something happened at our high school graduation that I have kind of mentioned here and there, but I've never talked about fully. And I want to share that today. So we had our outdoor graduation, and I remember on the day that it was kind of touch and go whether or not we were going to have it outside. So we had a big football stadium, and if we weren't going to have it there, then we were going to have to all cram into the auditorium. And I remember thinking that we were going to get rained on because it was just so cloudy and like dark, threatening, sort of summery thunderstorm clouds. But we made it through fine. We got through all of the speeches, we got through all the diplomas, did the whole cap in the air thing. And the way that the area was set up, there's a football field. We had the stands where all of our friends and family were sitting, and just beyond that was the main parking lot for the high school. And to make room for everybody, all of our seniors were told to sort of park up on top of the training football field. So kind of like, it's basically just a hill. And that's where we all kind of jogged up to after the ceremony to strip off our caps and gowns and go take photos and mingle with people after the ceremony. And I don't really remember much, to be perfectly honest. I remember bits and pieces, but I think it was such a whirlwind. But at some point, as we were all going up that hill, one of my classmates, Will, stumbled and fell. And at that point, everybody thought he had just tripped over a rock or his own 2 feet or whatever. But it became clear very quickly that something wasn't right. I don't really remember where I was when all of this happened. I do know that I was up on the hill. I was aware of something happening, but we just graduated high school. Like it was hard to, it was busy, basically. And we were all feeling joyful. And then 20 minutes later, a helicopter landed in the football field to air flight Will to the closest hospital. So again, rural. That's how people got to trauma centers. we had a tiny little clinic that maybe could set a broken bone. So, yeah, he was taken away quite quickly. And I don't remember what we knew at that time. We obviously all sort of lingered around and didn't quite know what to do. But any of the celebrations that we had been planning that night were canceled. We went home. I remember I was supposed to go over to somebody's house and I ended up having a Subway sandwich for my graduation meal. And it just felt weird and strange. And it was one of those odd instances where the adults didn't know what to do either. And as somebody who I guess consider themselves, I'm an adult now, I graduated high school, to be around adults who didn't really know what to do. Or how to handle the situation. Felt weird. It felt vulnerable, I guess. I apologize. I've made notes. I just want to make sure that I don't miss any of my thoughts. My mother was a teacher in the school district, so she worked in the elementary school, but again, small district. And I think that's how I got roped into doing this. A few days later, I, along with somebody else, I think another teacher's kid, were tasked with the job of calling around all of our classmates since school was finished and letting them know that Will had suffered a brain aneurysm and had been taken off of life support and had died. Basically, that he had been brain dead essentially when he hit the ground. So that was my 2 days after graduation, 3 days, something like that, was calling around all of my classmates and letting them know that one of our classmates had died. And yeah, I'd share this story with people almost as a, can you believe that that actually happened? I wasn't close friends with Will. I'm not going to pretend like I was. But because we were in the same activities, we were in band together, and we traveled down, we did like Disneyland together, Disney World. I hate when people do that. Disney World is in Florida, Disneyland is in California. We knew each other, and he was friends with my friends. So, and I knew he was a character. He was the class clown, and he always made people laugh, and he was just this tall, good-looking, funny guy. And yeah, I even remember seeing him like after the fact. I think I sort of put it back in my brain, but I remember watching him walk past to get his diploma and thinking like, all right, good for you, Will. Like I knew that school hadn't been easy for him, but the fact that he graduated and I knew he was, I think he was planning to go be a state trooper or join the police force in some capacity. I was like, yeah, that's good. So yeah, it hit me, but it hit me in a way that it wasn't like a direct bereavement. Losing somebody your age at that young of an age is obviously going to be shocking and do something to you. But I don't think I ever really, maybe it took me this long to be able to gain the perspective. So again, I said I graduated in 2001. Will died at our graduation, essentially. And then had a good summer, went to uni my freshman year, and then 9/11 happened. So, great times. But I think the thing that it struck me was that the takeaway that I had was that you could just go at any moment. Like death is around the corner. And it put me into this state of hedonism, I guess, which isn't hard for an 18, 19-year-old to dip into, but it was a real, I don't give a fuck, anything can happen, so I'm just gonna live for today and do whatever I feel like and not really worry about the consequences because I might not be around for that and I would rather be happy now. So I did fine in uni. I studied and I did things, but I couldn't keep a job. I couldn't really commit to anything. I couldn't see myself getting any older. And this wasn't that teenage immortality. It was the opposite. It was an intense knowledge of my mortality. And I carried that for a very long time. And I genuinely think that it came from those two things, but specifically Will dying, I think really rocked my worldview.
Darren here, realizing that I can do advertising in my own podcast. So I wanted to tell you about my conversation starter card decks called Memento. There are four different types. They are perfect to use with people that you care about, even just yourself, to see how you feel about these topics that we're talking about. They are available both in digital now and physical. The physical decks are beautiful, but go to goodmorningsociety.com to check them out. That's MourNing. And now back to the podcast.
Those two things, but specifically Will dying, I think really rocked my worldview and just how quickly things can change. And I think it was also reiterated by a lot of the losses that I've also experienced. So most people in my life have died suddenly and unexpectedly. We don't do cancer in my family. There aren't long drawn out sort of illnesses. It's something that kind of happens like that, and then life is just altered. So I had this sense that like at any given moment your life could just be upended. So yeah, that kind of that thought or belief system or whatever kind of carried me for a long time, constantly being topped up, I guess, by deaths in my life that were like that. And what's strange, so I'm gonna fast forward through a lot, but basically, the year before my dad died, so that would be 2001. Nope. Add 20 years on that, 2021. Obviously, we just come out of the pandemic, or we were in the middle of the pandemic. I can't remember exactly which lockdown this was, but I hit a point where I was basically like, life is short. Look at what's happening. Global pandemics are a thing now. And I decided that I wasn't happy with my career trajectory. I've been working in marketing for a long time, working in corporate settings and worried about KPIs and targets and growth and all of this, and it just didn't feel right anymore. So I started to go to therapy to kind of work through my thoughts and feelings on this. And again, before my dad died, and this is the funny thing, I was toying around with the idea of going into to death work. I think I had read an article somewhere, like New York Times or something, about the modern death doula movement. And as a kid, I had been interested in becoming like a mortician, working in funeral homes, and then realizing that I don't have the math and science skills to do that. So that dream kind of faded away, but it appealed to me. And I picked up some books and I was reading on it, and I'd even done a guided meditation that my therapist had recommended, and I've since lost it and I don't know where it is, and that's probably fine. But it was this whole 30-minute journey, and at the end of it, it was basically like this person who you had imagined gave you a gift, and you opened the gift, and inside of it was whatever it was. And for me, I just saw so clearly that it was this necklace. And on the necklace, it's actually this, because as soon as I finished, I went to recreate it. On one side, it says Memento Mori, so remember that you die. And then on the other side, it says Memento Vivere, remember to live. And that was the piece that I had always missed, is I was obsessed with remember that you're dying. Remember that you're going to die. Remember that it could happen at any minute. But it had robbed me of so many opportunities to live fully. And like, I've done stuff. I would travel the world, and it's not like I was, you know, agoraphobic and scared and at home, but I was doing it in a panicked way, in a way of, I'm running out of time. I'm running out of time and opportunity, and I have to do this because I'm going to die. I'm going to die. Rather than, I get to do this because I'm alive. And again, I know that Will was, he was a human being and he had all of his hopes and dreams. And I don't at all mean to say that he existed solely for my realizations or for my, like as a litmus test to how I was living my life. I don't at all mean to say that, but I would think about him during like milestones or even just like normal day-to-day stuff. And it was a way of sort of memento moriing my way into thinking, he never got to enjoy this. He never got to experience this. And how lucky am I that I can. But it wasn't until I went through and I had that experience of the guided meditation that I saw the flip side, basically. And I shit you not, I had that realization, did the guided meditation, had the realization, ordered this necklace, received it, and my dad died a week later. So to me, not that I believe in like the universe doing things on purpose, but to me it was very much like, oh, okay, well then try it. If this is your new ethos, if you have now decided that this is the way you see life, then let's put it into practice. So I took care of everything with this necklace on. Sorry if I'm hitting my mic. With this necklace on around my neck. And I even took a few of those books that I had been reading on how to be a death doula, or just, you know, like what it means, what it looks like in the modern era, because I had been reading them. And I think it's taken me a few years now after that fact and after really delving into the reasons why I do this work and my motivations and kind of, I don't know, I've got distance. My 25th high school reunion is coming up next year. So it's been 25 years since Will died. And yeah, that's one of the reasons why I do this work. And I've finally seen it for what it is and how it's influenced me. There is a part of me that kind of wants to talk to other people from my graduating class and see what it's done for them, if anything, if what they remember of that day, what they have carried from that. Because it was a different kind of death, isn't it? Like, when you think about a high schooler dying, you think about drunk driving or reckless driving or accidental overdose or something that is, I don't know, irresponsible and youthful, and you can blame them and You can't blame a brain aneurysm, can you? You can't blame your body just giving up. So it was a different kind of death. It I think impacted me in a different way. So I'd be curious to see if other people have carried it as well, and how they see the way that that's changed them. But yeah, it feels weird to say all out loud. So I appreciate you listening, and I appreciate you allowing me to share this, I guess. I don't take the ability to be able to talk about these topics lightly, and I think it's incredibly valuable for me and for other people. So without you, then this would make no sense. So thank you. So again, this is a podcast that is made possible by the people who support the Good Morning Society. And if you think that having conversations like this, or simply talking about death and dying and aging and grief and all of those things that we all experience, but maybe we don't make a lot of time and space for, if you think those things are important, then I would really appreciate your support, whether that's joining our Patreon or just sharing content, liking it, however, whatever looks good for you. But I appreciate your time today. So thank you.
Baby, you know I just like to talk with you. I just wanna go out on a walk with you.